I'm Ina Jaffe in Las Vegas, Nevada. Voters here will caucus on January 19th. It'll be the first time that Nevada will be one of the early states. The push to move up the caucuses was part of the Democratic Party's efforts to capitalize on recent gains in the interior West. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who represents Nevada, argued the Democrats in his state are more like the party's voters nationwide than the voters are in Iowa or New Hampshire. Minorities, for example, make up more than 30% of the population here, and 15% of workers belong to unions. The Democratic frontrunners have each been here a dozen times or more, opened three or four campaign offices, and hired 30 to 40 paid staffers. And the state party's trying to drum up excitement for a complicated event that used to be ignored by everyone except the hardcore. But it's been all quiet on the Republican front, or nearly so. Nevada Republicans chose not to join the Democrats on January 19th until a few months ago. Republican candidates have made few visits to the state, and most have no campaign offices and no paid staff here. Still, President Bush won Nevada twice, though by narrow margins. This time, though, Democrats think their efforts now could pay off in November, says Rory Reid, who's Senator Reid's son and the head of the Governing Commission of Clark County, where Las Vegas is.
There's no question that the Democratic nominee will be more organized in Nevada than any Democratic nominee of the past. They have been traveling here, organizing here, since early this year, and it's going to be an advantage to the Democratic nominee. There's no question about it.
Still, caucuses could be a tough sell in a state where turnout is usually low, and many voters choose absentee ballots over a trip to the polls. But if all the outreach leading up to January 19th means a Democratic victory in November, none of the party's leaders will be worrying much about the turnout. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Las Vegas.